Welcome, great patriotic friends, to September 6th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. That is our host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do the show is because it's important to know history. Because one of humanity's flaws is trying to get somewhere not knowing where we came from. We just go in circles and repeat mistakes of the past. So yeah, knowing history is important. I assembled this podcast in a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. As a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out. TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, and then give her a call. Area code 619-507-4906. And let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Right. Very nice. And now on to today's program. President McKinley's shot. Plus, we'll talk about invention and patent news with the barcoder, pacemaker, and more. We'll wish a happy birthday to Joseph Patrick Kennedy and baseball news about the Yankees. All right, so now let's do this. 1901, McKinley is shot. President William McKinley, the liberator of Cuba, was at the Temple of Music in the Pan American Exposition when anarchist Leon Czolgosz came up to him and fired two bullets. The first one grazed McKinley, but the second one proved to be fatal and was never found. McKinley never was a big fan of security, despite the fact that previously two other presidents had been assassinated, Abraham Lincoln and James Garfield. In fact, Wobbly William McKinley was often seen without security walking to church or riding in a carriage with his wife Ida. Czolgosz had lost his job during the Panic of 1893 from a Cleveland factory during a labor dispute and took it out on the president. He couldn't understand why the economy was doing so poorly, and when he got fired, he began attending political and religious meetings. This is how Czolgosz became an anarchist. McKinley, after he was shot, was rushed to the hospital and began making a recovery. However, gangrene had set in, and he made a quick decline to the other side. And President McKinley died of his wounds on September 14th. Vice President Theodore Rough Rider Roosevelt took his place in office. McKinley's first choice, by the way, was actually Garrett Hobart, but he died in 1899. So the 1900 Republican National Convention chose Roosevelt to run on McKinley's ticket. Czolgosz, meanwhile, went to trial 9 days later, and after 2 days of prosecution testimony and a half hour of deliberation, he was found guilty and sentenced to death in the electric chair. Czolgosz fried on October 29th and was buried in the prison graveyard. In 1906, the Secret Service was established to protect the president at all times, whether the president wants it or not. Moving on to patent and invention news, 1921. Norman Joseph Woodland from Atlantic City, New Jersey, invents the barcode at his grandfather's place at the beaches of Florida. Wikipedia says that he was drawing lines in the sand while coming up with the ideas of a two-dimensional linear Morse code. In other patent news, 1919, happy birthday, Wilson Greatbatch from Buffalo, New York. He has over 350 patents, notably for the Greatbatch pacemaker and the Greatbatch battery cell. 1888, happy birthday, Joseph Patrick Kennedy. He had a few kids you probably heard of, like JFK, RFK, Teddy, and the others. Joe made his riches through investments in the stock market and real estate, and then later owned a Boston shipyard during World War II, which is how he became friends with FDR, who was Assistant Secretary of the Navy at that time. He was appointed by President Franklin Roosevelt, Chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commissions, and served as ambassador to England between 1938 and 1940. But he had to quit at the beginning of World War II, after the Battle of Britain, when he mentioned that democracy was dead in England and would be here in the U.S. as well. That comment caused controversy, and Joe had to resign under pressure. He stayed in the political scene, continued to build his riches, and passed away in 1969. Happy birthday, Joe! And finally, in 1981, Bob Lemon is named the New York Yankee manager for the second time. 5 years just before that, he was elected into the Hall of Fame. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for September 6th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's ep. For instance, what about that story about McKinley getting shot? If that's not an argument for Secret Service, I don't know what is. Did you wish Joe Kennedy a happy birthday? I know he's been dead for some time, but you can still wish him a happy birthday, though, right? I don't know. So yeah, let me know what you think. You can also take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. So good luck with that. And don't miss tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Uncle Sam, Raggedy Ann, Tupac, and Revolution News with the world's first submarine attack. So don't miss it. In the meantime, you can check me out on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL, short for Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. So until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.